This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Why avoiding difficult conversations is the hidden enemy of team synergy. The silence but feel safe is the force quietly tearing your team apart. In short, avoiding difficult conversations does not protect team synergy. It is the primary mechanism through which team synergy quietly collapses. Unspoken tensions accumulate into a kind of relational debt that compounds beneath the surface of a team. Avoidance breaks trust not through conflict, but through the slow disappearance of honesty. Understanding this mechanism changes what you prioritize, not just what you say. Definition: team synergy is the condition where a group of people produces results together that no individual could achieve alone. It depends on trust, honest communication, and shared accountability. When those foundations erode, the group keeps working but loses its collective power. Why the problem is never where teams think it is. I have watched high-performing teams fall apart more times than I care to count. The pattern that keeps repeating is this: the breaking point is never the argument you see. It is the 20 conversations that never happened before it. That observation raises a specific question. Not what should we say in difficult conversations, but why does avoiding them destroy the team's ability to function together at a deep level? That question matters because the answer changes everything about how you approach team communication. In this article, you will understand the exact mechanism through which conversation avoidance erodes team synergy and what that means for how you lead, contribute, and communicate. If you already want to know what to say when a difficult conversation finally arrives, you will find that in how to start a difficult conversation that's blocking your team's synergy. But first, understand what is actually being destroyed when you choose silence. The surface versus the root of team synergy. Most people understand team synergy as a quality you can feel. The team clicks. Work flows. People back each other up without being asked. It feels like chemistry, and that makes it seem fragile and mysterious, something you either have or you do not. At the surface, when synergy breaks down, it looks like personality clashes, workload disputes, or a breakdown in process. Managers reach for team-building days, restructured workflows, or clearer role definitions. These responses address what is visible, but they rarely reach what is real. Underneath the surface, team synergy is built and maintained through a specific kind of trust. Not the trust that people are competent or reliable. The trust that people will say the true thing when it needs to be said. Every avoided conversation chips away at that trust, not loudly, but steadily. The team learns, conversation by conversation, that honesty is conditional here. And once that lesson takes root, collaboration begins to hollow out. Understanding the root changes how you respond to the surface. How conversation avoidance destroys team synergy. Here is the mechanism. It is not dramatic. It is quiet, cumulative, and almost invisible until the damage is done. When someone on a team sidesteps a difficult conversation, they do not simply defer the discomfort. They make an implicit decision that the relationship or the atmosphere is more important than the truth. That decision is visible to others, even when nothing is said. People feel when honesty is being managed rather than offered, which means that in practice, every avoided conversation signals to the whole team that this is a place where the full truth does not get spoken. Over time, this signal reshapes how people engage. They start to edit themselves in meetings. They offer agreement they do not feel. They raise concerns privately to allies, but not publicly to the group. The team begins operating on a version of reality that everyone knows is incomplete. That is why you see high-functioning teams become strangely slow, where decisions take longer than they should, and nothing ever fully resolves. The deeper consequence is what I call synergy debt, the accumulated weight of everything that was true, but never said. I cover this mechanism in detail and Say It Right Every Time, which breaks down how avoidance compounds over time and what it costs teams that consider themselves high-performing. The debt is real, even when it is invisible. Teams carry it in the form of reduced energy, guarded communication, and a creeping reluctance to commit fully to shared goals. There's also a specific effect on accountability. When people know that difficult things do not get addressed directly, they quietly lower their standards, not through laziness, but through a rational calculation. If the gap between expectation and reality is never named, why close it? That is why teams with an avoidance culture consistently underperform relative to their individual talent. The talent is there. The collective system for deploying it honestly is not. The mechanism, in plain terms, is this avoidance teaches a team that honesty is unsafe, and a team that has learned that lesson cannot sustain genuine synergy. It can sustain coordination, but coordination and synergy are not the same thing. What this looks like in real situations. Here is where this mechanism becomes visible in everyday team life. A project manager notices that two members of her team have stopped communicating directly with each other. Work still gets done, but it roots through her. She attributes it to a personality difference and decides not to intervene to avoid making it worse. 6 months later, the team is visibly split, and three other members have quietly aligned with one side. The avoidance did not prevent conflict. It allowed it to organize underground, where it was far harder to address. A team lead receives genuinely weak work from a senior contributor. He praises it anyway, not wanting to damage the relationship ahead of a critical project phase. The contributor, receiving no honest signal, submits similar work the next time. Others on the team notice the gap between the standard being applied and the standard being enforced. They stop investing their best effort. The avoided conversation did not protect the relationship. It communicated to the whole team that standards here are negotiable. A new team member raises a concern about how a recurring process is being handled. The room goes quiet. Her manager redirects the conversation politely. She does not raise a concern again. Within a year, she is performing competently, but contributing nothing beyond her defined remit. The team lost the full value of her perspective, not through any dramatic event, but through a single moment where honest input was quietly discouraged. You can read more about these early warning patterns and how to recognize when conversation avoidance is killing your team's synergy. In each of these situations, the surface behavior was different. The root mechanism was the same. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling books They Write Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Why most people miss this connection? If this mechanism is so clear in hindsight, why do so few teams catch it while it is happening? Avoidance feels like care. Most people who sidestep difficult conversations are doing so out of genuine concern for their colleagues. They do not want to embarrass someone, damage a working relationship, or trigger a reaction they cannot manage. The intention is kind. The consequence is not. Because kindness that withholds honesty is not protecting the person. It is protecting your own comfort while offering the other person the appearance of consideration. The damage is slow and invisible. A team does not collapse the day after a difficult conversation is avoided. The effects accumulate over months, sometimes years. By the time the dysfunction is obvious, the original cause is buried under layers of subsequent events. It takes experience to trace the visible symptom back to the invisible root. Most managers are responding to what they can see, not to what quietly built it. You can find a deeper analysis of this accumulation in how conversation avoidance creates hidden synergy debt in high-performing teams. Teams mistake politeness for psychological safety. A team where people are consistently pleasant and agreeable can feel like a healthy team, but politeness and safety are not the same thing. What is psychological safety and how it drives team synergy makes this distinction clearly. Genuine safety is what allows people to raise the uncomfortable truth. Politeness, unchecked, is often what prevents it. Awareness is the beginning. But awareness without application changes nothing. What this means for how you communicate. Understanding this mechanism changes what you do in three specific ways. Number one, treat silence as a leadership signal. Every time you sidestep a difficult conversation as a team leader, you're communicating a norm. You're telling your team what honesty is worth here. Start treating the choice to speak or stay silent as deliberate act with visible consequences for the team's culture, not just the individual relationship in front of you. When you address something directly, you give your team permission to do the same. Number two, name the pattern, not just the problem. When you finally have a difficult conversation that has been avoided, address the avoidance itself, as well as the issue. Saying I should have raised this sooner, and I didn't, and I think that cost us models the kind of honest accountability that rebuilds trust. This approach is explored further in common communication mistakes that quietly destroy team synergy, which offers direct language for exactly these moments. Number three, build a feedback rhythm that normalizes honesty. The teams that sustain genuine synergy are not the ones with exceptionally brave individuals. They are the ones that have built regular structures, brief check-ins, direct feedback loops, where honest conversation is routine rather than exceptional. How feedback loops boost team synergy shows you what those structures look like in practice. The goal is to make the difficult conversation feel ordinary, not heroic. These are not new behaviors. They are the same behaviors, grounded in a deeper understanding of why they work. Key insights and next steps. This much I know for certain: the greatest threat to team synergy is rarely a conflict you can see. It is the honest conversation the team has quietly agreed never to have. Every avoided conversation teaches your team that honesty is conditional, and conditional honesty cannot support genuine collaboration. The damage from avoidance is cumulative and slow, which is exactly why most teams do not catch it until it has already done its work. Silence feels safe in the moment, but it is an active choice with real consequences for the people around you. Trust in a team is not built through harmony. It is built through the repeated experience of difficult things being handled with respect and directness. One well-handled conversation does more for team synergy than months of careful avoidance ever will. The safe, right, every time framework built around clarity, openness, respect, and empathy gives you a repeatable system for entering those conversations with confidence rather than dread. If your team is in the early stages of rebuilding after a period of avoidance, how to rebuild team synergy after conflict or organizational change gives you a practical path forward. Building genuine team synergy is not about finding the right people. It is about creating the conditions where honest people can speak honestly. Start with one conversation you've been putting off. That is where it begins. Frequently asked questions. What is team synergy and why does it matter? Team synergy is the condition where a group produces results together that no individual could produce alone. It depends on trust, open communication, and shared accountability. When people stop having honest conversations, that condition breaks down and collective performance suffers. How does avoiding difficult conversations damage team synergy? Avoided conversations create unresolved tension that accumulates beneath the surface of a team. Over time, that tension erodes trust, slows decision-making, and fragments collaboration. The team keeps functioning on the surface while its ability to work together deeply continues to weaken. Why do people avoid difficult conversations at work? Most people avoid difficult conversations because they fear damaging relationships or triggering conflict. They mistake silence for safety. In reality, avoidance only delays discomfort while the underlying issue grows larger and harder to address the longer it is left alone. What are the signs that conversation avoidance is hurting team synergy? Watch for polite, but shallow meetings, decisions that never quite get made, and people who agree in the room but complain in private. These are all signs that the team has learned to work around its tensions rather than through them. How can a team rebuild synergy after conversation avoidance? Rebuilding begins with naming the pattern honestly and creating a structure where difficult conversations become routine rather than exceptional. One direct, well-handled conversation does more for team cohesion than months of careful avoidance ever could. Is conversation avoidance always deliberate in teams? Really, most teams develop avoidance patterns gradually and without conscious intention. A few conversations get sidestepped early on, the habit takes root, and it becomes the invisible norm. People stop noticing they are avoiding because avoidance has become the default. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblickthorne.com to get your copy.